how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our broadcast. And we are awaiting to hear from Scott Smith in just a moment or so, my co-host. And he comes on, as you know, Friday nights to join with me in discussing the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, as they are known. I want to thank those who were pinch-hitting for us this week on the program, and all of them. Dr. Kay and Jennifer Dixon and Paul Tapetti, they all did a marvelous job. They all did a real great job. So I'm very thankful for that, as we took a little bit of time here and there to do things and maybe doing a lot more of that. I may be doing a lot more of that, taking more time here and there. But we'll be on, and let's say hello to Scott Smith. Scott Smith, welcome.
Good evening, Rick. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. It's good to hear you.
Thank you. And welcome back to our Friday night excursion.
Thank you for having me back. It's my pleasure to be here with you tonight, Rick. And
well, last week we left off with number 16, right? Brainwashing.
Yes. Yeah, protocol number 16, we did. We left off there. We're into the 16th of 24 protocols.
Uh-huh.
And the 16th one is fairly interesting to me.
Yes.
There's more there than meets the eye, I think, that they're working on. But, you know, Rick, I was reading Jeremiah today.
Yes, I was thinking of him myself.
And Jeremiah 20, if I can start out with Jeremiah 20 around verse 7 and just read a couple of verses and pull a sword out of the scabbard so we can do some battle here.
Mm-hmm.
And but it says there, it says, "You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. All the day I am the object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like a fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. Yes, I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped. Then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame. To lasting, unforgettable confusion." And that's what I wanted to bring forth to start out the night, Rick.
Well, it does help to set the tone for our discussion and understanding of the Lord's enemies and how they think, how they, manipulate us, how they control us, how they use the various means at their disposal to literally shape our thinking, all of us. And what they have done has been quite successful. And yet, you know, he is in control, and he tells us that in his word, that, the whole world beckons at his call. And, he intervenes in history, but Satan rules this world system. So it's a very interesting time we live in these last days. We'll come right back and pick up with Protocol Number 16 and Rick Adams Uncensored here on RBN.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove...
Whatever needs to be done... We gotta do ourselves.
That was quick. All right, we're back now. And where do we begin, Scott? Protocol number 16.
Yes.
We change history. We shall change history. Well, they certainly have changed the course of history, and not for the better, that's for sure. But go ahead. Begin with subheading number one.
Yeah, well, we started a little bit, and it seems it starts off, it says, in order to effect the destruction of all collective forces except ours. So they want to destroy all the forces that get together, divide and conquer, so to speak. Except ours, we shall emasculate the first stage of collectivism. Now, collectivism is communism, right?
Well, collectivism, yeah, it includes communism, but
right.
As you know, it also includes socialism, fascism, really,
right.
And all forms of the concept of the state versus the individual, actually.
That's right.
Put it in basic, you know, basic tenets, because we could wax bold and, I guess, come up with some long, detailed definitions, but essentially what it comes down to is the state versus you.
Slavery to the state. Collectivism,
yeah.
To me, is slavery to the state.
Right, exactly.
And they say here the universities are the first stage.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience has been different. But we'll go on, and it talks about the officials and the professors and how
They all have to meet and be wholly dependent upon the government. And we went through a couple of these last week. I'm just trying to get to, you know, a little bit of a renewal on Protocol 16. And, you know, talking about the revisionist history and how in the universities, just for instance, you know, I've got five children, Rick. We just had 38 years of marriage. Thanks be to our Lord and Savior. Because without Him, no hope. But
right.
You know, and my daughters went to school for education. They asked me. They came to me and they said, "Hey, Dad, you know, what should we do?" And I said, "Well, we really need math and science teachers badly out there to teach the kids, you know, the basics, because from what I could see, the math teachers were liberal arts that they stuck in the math department. It was terrible." Massachusetts has done some work in, you know, improving that. But I told my daughters, I said that we need math and science teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one goes to college to learn mathematics, and the other one goes for science. You want to see the difference in the school curriculum for the one going into the science. Evolution, all the collectivism ideas, whereas the children, my daughter who went for math didn't have to put up with any of that stuff at all. But this is how they brainwash, and you know, my daughter, after being with me and, you know, me teaching her, she would come back to me and we would discuss some of the things that they were trying to fill her head. It was in this teaching university in Massachusetts here.
Mm-hmm.
But it started at a really young age, and you know, we're talking about, I guess you had a person who wanted to talk about women. I had to say about women being social, more collectivism. They're more collectivist than the men, maybe.
Yeah.
And she stood in for you Wednesday and did a program, I believe. But what I noticed, having three sons and a couple of daughters, were that for the past 30 years now, my sons and daughters are in their 30s and, you know, later 30s and what have you. And the boys were not treated the same way as the girls. The girls were treated with higher respect and, like, more expectations. And the schools, to me, from my perspective, seem to be very set up for the girls to succeed in this new educational system that's being done. And they have this thing in schools, and this is part of the brainwashing that they're doing with all the students, boys and girls. My boys happen to be masculine young men, you know, captain of the basketball team. One was captain of the football team and all stars in the sports and all of that stuff. So they weren't ready to go for a lot of the nonsense that they were trying to force on them. My boys wouldn't deal with it. And they also wouldn't deal with the homosexuality in the Catholic Church. And I'm not going to listen to a bunch of gay guys tell me what to do, that kind of thing. So they didn't get the kind of education that the girls received.
Mm-hmm.
And right now in our schools, the way they're brainwashing our students is they have this thing called peer mediation or peer leadership. And they actually exclude the parents from any participation in problems that occur, and they actually even exclude the teachers so that they have this elite group that they form of students. They indoctrinate them heavily into the way they want them to go, and then they sit in judgment as peer mediators with somebody looking on sometime, I guess. I don't know. They won't tell you exactly what they're doing, the teachers and the administration. But parents wouldn't be included and couldn't be included and couldn't even be told about these peer mediations that were going on.
Right.
Now my daughters got indoctrinated and asked to be in the peer leadership group. And now this is when they're in junior high school. This is the town I live in, the junior high school. These kids are 12 years old. My daughter is coming to me and telling me at this particular point in life that she understands about what Bill Clinton's doing, but she doesn't understand the cigar. And I explained they're talking about a cigar, and I don't know what they're talking about, Dad.
The tricks.
Right. I wanted to take Bill Clinton by the neck and stretch it so far that it would never work again. Because my daughter came to ask me about this, that this is what the president's doing, and they're talking about it, and she doesn't understand, and she wants me to explain it to her. I still to this day don't know what I said, but they were involved in this peer leadership. And they come home with this thing, my declaration of self-esteem. And me, myself, and I, and it says right on it, Somerset Junior High School Peer Leadership Program. Mm-hmm. Me, myself, and I, and just to give you an idea of what they're doing to 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, my girls. It says me, myself, and I, three persons in one body, each striving to find the other. All of them are different, yet all are the same. They don't know each other, or do they? One bright, one happy, carefree, the other serious, demanding, the third confused, scared, and angry. But at least me, myself, and I know who we are. We're special. Then they have this thing that, now they have to read this before they start every peer leadership session of brainwashing that they're getting involved in. And this is what they're doing in the junior high school. Now, My daughter, this is, you know, Rick, this is getting a little bit off the track, but it gets into the depth of the brainwashing of the children.
Sure.
That I personally experienced and had to confront these government agents of Satan. And that's what I consider them. They're considered government agents. And here's my declaration of self-esteem. There's in all the world, there's no one exactly like me. Everything that comes out of me is authentically mine. Now, before each class, each person takes a sentence and says it. All these people are speaking this aloud. And it goes on to say, because I alone choose it, I own everything about me, my body, my feelings, my mouth, my voice, all my actions. Whether they be to others or to myself, I own my own fantasies, my dreams, my hopes, my fears. I own all my triumphs and successes, all my failures and mistakes, because I own all of me. I can become intimately acquainted with me. By so doing, I can love me and be friendly with me in all my parts. I know there are aspects about myself that puzzle me and other aspects that I do not know. But as long as I am friendly and loving to myself, I can courageously and hopefully look for solutions. Now, this is their declaration of self-esteem, Rick, that they're brainwashing.
Right, and it goes to the entire overview of the UN and the whole business of the declaration of the child. All right, we'll come back with brainwashing, the protocols, in just 3 minutes. Support RVN.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back, folks. We are back. Rick Adams and Scott Smith on this Friday night program. The protocols is what we're talking about and brainwashing this week, Protocol 16. And Scott is just relating to us his own progeny's experience in the classroom with the educational system and how it has changed so much in the last generation or so. So, yes, God, I mean, I can identify with that and what's been happening. And it is, again, applicable to what they have intended to do to destroy the loyalties of the young and to bring them into this orbit, you see?
That's right. And Rick, you know, they have this thing, and I'm going to try and move through this as fast as I can. There's a lot more here.
Yeah.
But it was taken from Healing the Child Within, and this was a big book in the 1990s,
yeah.
Healing the Child Within by Charles Whitfield. And on this thing, it put Somerset Junior High School peer leadership. I told you they were in the peer leadership brainwashing indoctrination program, right? This is their personal Bill of Rights. And it's done in, like, the old English Bill of Rights. But this is their personal Bill of Rights. And there's actually 37 of them here. But I'd like to read maybe four or five of them. And it starts off with, they have the right to discover and know their child within. It says, I have the right to grieve over what I didn't get that I needed or what I got that I didn't need or want. I have a right to grieve over that. I have a right to recognize and accept my own value system as appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So these are 11, 12, and 13-year-old people, students. I have a right to recognize and accept my own value system as appropriate.
Right.
I have a right to determine and honor my own priorities. I have a right to experience and then let go of fear, guilt, and shame. I have a right to make decisions based on my feelings, my judgment, or any reason that I choose. I have a right to my own personal space and time. I have a right to grieve over actual or threatened losses. And that's just a few of their Bill of Rights. And you wonder to yourself, do you think they're teaching them the real American Bill of Rights? Or the Declaration of Independence?
No, quite the opposite.
There's no way. And then here's a very interesting little worksheet that they had to do, which each student got. And this says, Houston, we have a problem. This is very interesting, Rick, because this is how they psychoanalyze the kids to figure out where they are and where they need to get them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it says right here, this is what they give my 12-year-old little girl. Suppose you're a member of Mission... It says, Houston, we have a problem. Suppose you are a member of Mission Control Crisis Team. You have just received a call from the Secretary General of the United Nations. Boutros Ghali has informed you that a comet is on a collision course with the Earth. The integrity of the Earth's atmosphere will be irreparably altered for a year, eliminating all inhabitants. The only hope for avoiding this extinction of all mankind is to launch the space shuttle within the next 10 minutes. Aboard will be 5 specially chosen individuals and a year's supply of food. After the shuttle orbits Earth for 1 year, it will return to reestablish civilization. Boutros, he said you may call him Boutros, gave you a list of 8 candidates. Only 5 can go. Just remember, the fate of mankind depends on the decisions of your team. And then they have a list of all the candidates here. This is Dr. Thomas Jones, African-American, single male, 83 years of age. He has a PhD in world history and civics. My child crossed that one out. Gone. Dead. Margaret Chan Patel, Asian female, 31, veteran space shuttle pilot. She is HIV positive. Gone. David Patel, her husband, East Indian male, age 32, former Mr. Universe, has a 4th grade education. He goes. Miss Fizzle, Caucasian single female, age 22. She's a teacher of math, English, and science, grades K through 12. Physically challenged and confined to a wheelchair. X'd out. She's not going. Liam O'Brien, MD, Caucasian male, 47, brilliant surgeon and nutritionist. He is a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
He's going. Sally Verdi, Hispanic single female, age 27, agricultural degree, Navy SEAL, survivalist instructor. She's a lesbian. Father away, like father, like a priest, father away. Cape Verde male, age 30, doctorates in theology, philosophy, linguistics, fluent in 6 languages. He has taken a vow of celibacy. She didn't know what to do with him. Circle him, cross him out. She's got him all over the place. Mary Know-It-All, Native American teenager, pregnant, no parents of her own, high IQ. But this is what they're doing to our 11, 12, and 13-year-old children to figure out where they are.
And they've been doing that for many decades, I can tell you. Okay, we'll come back.
Years.
Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, we are, folks, and as you can see, there is so much to talk about. When you start talking about brainwashing and where it is, it's in the media, it's in particularly the schools, as we're saying tonight, it's in the churches more than anywhere, and it is endemic to this society today that we live in, the so-called Western Civ, as we call it, right? Yeah, you know, Scott, we call it Christendom. Well, that went out with the Dark Ages, I'm afraid. And the only holdouts today are nations that we consider to be backward, uncivilized regimes that are throwbacks to the days of the Romans and so forth, when in fact we have become that so-called civilization. You know, you get a kick out of it when you hear the Secretary of State and the bimbo that she is, and the you know, with the past she has, and God only knows how many dead bodies she can account for. But when she levels criticisms at other nations and their regimes and tells us that we have some sort of obligation to bring them into our orbit, into our circle of civilization. Boy, that rubs me the wrong way, because, you know, we are going down so quickly, and we are replicating the days of ancient Rome. You know, we are going through the same things that they went through, if you want to use a secular example in history. And we're doing it very quickly. So we are in no position, that is this nation, of this government run by the synagogue of Satan to point the finger at any other government, you see?
That's right. That's right, Rick. And that's one of the reasons why I brought Jeremiah up and the things that were said there, because that demonstrates that what is going on has been going on from the beginning of time,
yep,
from before our Lord's time, during our Lord's time, and today. And, you know, their methods for doing this are, demonic in nature and satanic in their results. And protocol number 16, the brainwashing, I do appreciate the opportunity to bring forth some of the things that are happening to our children in these so-called public places of education. It's
sure.
more indoctrination and brainwashing and very little education going on. But, you know, it struck me when they said that the colleges were their first stage of collectivism, mm-hmm. when in reality it's all the way through from and in Massachusetts here, they wanted to start the children at like 3 years old, that they're going to come get you pre-kindergarten and take the kids away at three. And that didn't work out, but...
A lot of the programs that were brought into the schools of a real so-called humanist, secularist, anti-Christian bent came from Republicans, as you know, Republican administrations in Massachusetts. William Weld was a classic example of somebody who went out of his way to surround himself with powerful Jewish interests, and should I say they surrounded him, and they were the ones that were promoting homosexual tolerance in the schools with the ADL types and so forth.
Exactly.
And then Mitt Romney did the same thing virtually.
Same stuff. In Massachusetts, that's right, the Republican governors.
Worse than the Democrats. Worse.
Unbelievable. And Weld actually took executive funds that he received, funneled them down into the schools to establish gay and lesbian after-school programs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right out of...
I know. I mean, we used to read it every day in the paper here. We're next-door neighbors and said, you know, between Rhode Island and Massachusetts, it's a toss-up, you know? I mean, which is worse? But, there's no question that what they've done to the minds of the kids has been definitely antithetical to Christianity. As you know, some parents started some movements to withdraw their children from schools, and they were rebuked and harassed by the law, by the State Department of Education in Massachusetts, for objecting to what was being taught in the schools, weren't they?
Right. And I was actually called myself when I sent my kids to private school, and they didn't like that, and I sent them a year late. I held them back a year because I thought they were starting too early, and they were going to take me to, and I finally had to tell the guy, look, this is my lawyer's number. If you call me anymore, I'm going to sue you for harassment. And I didn't get any more calls. I gave him my lawyer's number. And then the bottom line with all of this, Rick, is that it's all control.
Yep.
They want to control your mind. They want to control your body. They want to control the output of your mind and your body so that they can funnel it into what they want it to be. So
what they want is the soul.
That's right. They want it all, Rick. They want your money. They want your soul. They want everything that you're all about. And we just had another incident in Massachusetts in the public schools. Just for another example, a real quick one.
Sure.
They had a suspected, not even a confirmed case of measles.
Uh-huh.
They had a suspected case of measles, and they weren't going to let They didn't let anybody into this school that didn't have a measles vaccination. And they had a suspected case. They didn't even have a confirmed case. They had a suspected case, and if you didn't have a measles vaccination, they didn't let you in. And they wonder why the autism level is at 88, one in every 88 children. And for whatever reason, the boys are like five times more apt to get it. You know, destruction of the human male species is what it seems like.
Yep.
But to try and get back to the protocols, protocol number two, protocol number 16, item two, I'm sorry. And this comes from Marsden's edition of translation of the protocols, which can be found at holywar.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the protocols at Marsden's rendition there. And it's around on the Internet. All you have to do is put in Marsden and the protocols. It'll pop up. And it talks about the New World Order in 16 number, protocol 16, item number 2. It says, we shall exclude from the course of instruction state law, as also all that concerns the political question. So they don't want people talking about politics, and they don't want anybody talking about sovereign national state law, like their own state, like France would be a state, and England would be a state, and the United States would be a state, and because they want a world government. So they're going to exclude from instruction anything about boundaries and governments and, you know, anything good about a government except for their own.
Mm-hmm.
It says these subjects will be taught to a few dozen persons chosen for their capabilities. And they're talking about the people who they're going to allow to rule. And they don't, and it says here, it says the universities must no longer send out from their halls milksops concocting plans for a constitution. They don't want people concocting plans for any kind of constitution. Like a comedy or a tragedy, they call it, busying themselves with questions of politics,
mm-hmm.
in which even their own fathers never had any power of thought. So they're just really throwing mud on everybody now and before that our Constitution is a comedy and a tragedy. And it goes on, number three, protocol 16, item number three, says the ill-guided acquaintance of a large number of persons with questions of politics, and they call it polity in the translation here, but it's really politics they're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
It says people who talk about politics, it creates utopian dreamers and bad subjects. They don't want people talking about the reality of politics. And it says, as you can see for yourselves from the example of the universal education in this direction of the Goyim. So what they're saying is they've got these people talking about politics and they're really bad subjects. And you can see this as the example that the universal education that we've been given, the Goyim, the cattle, you can see for yourselves. What, you know, how it is. It says, we must introduce into their education all those principles which have so brilliantly broken up their order. So that's all they're interested in, is education that breaks up the social order. And we pay for this. And we pay for it heavy. And we, you know, the teachers and that do the devil's work, that do the beast's bidding, mm-hmm. they retire at 55 years old. And they walk around for 30, 40 years because they never did anything in their lives to begin with. And they suck blood out of the people who are working hard all their life. But they've done the devil's bidding and they get their, then they go and double dip and, you know, keep collecting. And because there's not enough good teachers, it's just amazing what they do.
And that now is, that well, of course, is being taken away from them, too. After
right,
they've served the beast, you see, then the beast says, we don't need you anymore, and we're going to take away what we've allowed you to abscond with.
Right. That's right. They did that, and like we talked about before, Rhode Island's being used. First, they used
pilot. Yeah, pilot program.
Right. Central Falls was the pilot program. Now, Woonsocket's ready to follow. In
Providence, East Providence, you know, and all of these cities are going to go. I mean, there's no question that across America that the cities, the metropolitan areas, are going to be taking a nosedive, and they will either be forced into bankruptcy, a receivership, or some sort of protection, and then the states will follow. See, all of this is, again, according to the protocols, isn't it?
Right, it is. It's amazing. But I haven't seen, like in Massachusetts, I haven't heard of any communities on the verge of bankruptcy.
Not yet. You will.
No, and I wonder if Rhode Island's the only state right now.
No, really, no.
That
no.
They really have the microscope on and you know, really putting, you know, have there been any other cities in the country that have been put into receivership at this particular point the way Central Falls has? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a...
Well, it is, you know, one of the first in the nation leading the way, but it's not the only one, and others now are beginning to pop up, you know, different cities in across the eastern seaboard, California, of course, you know, so they're coming up, and many names are starting to spring up as well, but, you know, it doesn't matter because all of these communities, all of these cities have to give way to a greater central government authority. The
right.
Cities, right? I mean, the school committees are basically obsolete. They should abolish them anyway, should do away with the school system, but that will come when everything collapses. In the meantime, what they're doing is consolidating power, you see?
They are consolidating power.
And this was something that I was made aware of in the 70s with regional metropolitan government and the movement of Metro 1313, which was out of the Council on Foreign Relations and the CFR's domestic arm, the CED, which is the Committee for Economic Development. See, they were mapping this out. They were mapping out all of this control of greater consolidationist government so that the cities would become nothing but collapsible handmaidens for the powers that be. And that's why it's happening now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And in Massachusetts, I see as the schools find it more and more difficult to make it, the regionalization of our school systems. You know, this town that I'm in just regionalized its high school with another community to supposedly save money. But now we've got two school committees and two superintendents, and it's like, oh, my goodness, you got to be kidding me. It's like government on steroids.
Yep. And all of our towns, you know, for several years they've been talking about the same thing.
Right.
Consolidate services. Sounds nice. Sounds like, oh, we're eliminating waste and all kinds of duplicity and duplication. What they're doing is creating a higher level of government control that is unaccountable to the people. That's what they're doing.
They're collectivizing and centralizing so that they can introduce into their, and this is what it says in Protocol 16, item number 3, to introduce into our education all those principles which have so brilliantly broken up their order.
Mm-hmm.
So they're regionalizing so that they don't have to exert as much resource and energy to make a sham of education in America.
Mm-hmm.
Says, but now they're moving from when they're not in power, how they're going to destroy it. It says now in item number 3, Protocol 16, it says, but when we are in power, we shall remove every kind of disturbing subject from the course of education and shall make out of the youth obedient children of authority, loving him who rules as the support and hope of peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So security, support.
Sounds like peace and safety, huh?
Uh-huh. And they're going to make obedient children of authority in our schools when they come. And this is what they're doing to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're making them obedient to demonic, satanic influences.
Right. That's why now you can understand, folks, why the scriptures, why all references to Christ and Christianity have to be taken out of the schools under the guise of the so-called separation of church and state. And, you know, you don't hear that now with regard to all of these so-called Negro churches that are whipping up a political storm over Trayvon Martin. Whether, you know, no matter how you feel about it, it's interesting to see the way they've wrapped this up religiously in religious garb, like they did in the 1963 and 64 demonstrations for civil rights. And you don't hear anybody saying, well, what happened to separation of church and state? I thought that was a no-no. Not when it comes to collectivist agendas.
Nope.
And who's behind it? The synagogue of Satan. All right, we'll come right back. Scott Smith and Rick Adams. Very interesting protocol again tonight.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
And it's Radio Avenger theme music now here at Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, folks, to support us, to support during this pledge drive, RBN, with your monetary gifts if you have the wherewithal. Many of you have been, thankfully, and continue to do so online, or you can send in your contributions as well. You can write a check or money order and send it in to us at Republic Broadcasting Network in care of 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, 302 is the suite, and that's in Round Rock, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 877-344-7864. Or you can call it in, you know, weekdays from Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 Central Time at the business number, 800-724-2719. And here we are back again with Scott Smith. And, yeah, this is getting very interesting, Scott. This whole segment on brainwashing is indeed encompassing so many aspects of our lives. I mean, you know, it's so subtle. I mean, and that's why the scripture tells us about the end times and the reign of deception will be so powerful that it would even deceive the elect if it were possible. Because it's overwhelming. It is everywhere, you see, the propaganda, the disinfo, and the stories that we are hit by every day. We fall into that trap so easily sometimes, you know?
Well, I can remember a book. I believe the name of the book was Subliminal Induction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about how at the movie theater that they would put a frame of hot dogs in there that you really wouldn't consciously see, but subconsciously it would hit you. Mm-hmm. And that at the time of the intermission, everybody had head over to the thing because they had been subliminally induced. And these people on the television, in the magazines, on the internet, are masters of this subliminal
advertising. Is a big cash cow. Yep.
That's right, subliminal induction. But, you know, moving on in Protocol 16, item number 4, it says, we shall change history. And this has been one of the places that I've seen you, as an individual, put a great amount of effort into rectifying the revisionist history that the Synagogue of Satan keeps constantly putting forward concerning World War II and all of, and you and I both constantly looking at the truth of what happened versus the lie that we're told.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the tenets is, it says that classicism or any form of study of ancient history in which there are more bad than good examples, we shall replace with the study of the program of the future, how you are to behave in the future is what they're going to concentrate on. Not, you know, not looking at where we've been so that we can see where we're going. It says, not only that, it says, we shall erase from the memory of men all facts of previous centuries which are undesirable to us, and leave only those which depict all the errors of the government of the Goyim. So anything that makes government look bad in terms of their objectives, they're going to keep. But anything, all the other facts of previous centuries that are undesirable to them, they're going to just forget about it. And talk about revisionist history. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, right here, right in Protocol 16, item number 4. And, Rick, I've seen you spend so much time and effort into the things you do, into bringing the truth of history forward. And
we certainly give it our best. We try.
Well, my friend, I'm always impressed with your efforts at that.
Thank you. We'll come right back in a moment.
The next